We've had not one, but two separate cases in Utah to tell you about today where adult men were arrested after showing up for meetings with teenage girls.
In both instances, the men reportedly used apps or online chat services to communicate with their targets. The Boys and Girls Club Alliance of Utah tries to help educate kids and their parents about the dangers. S. Max Rogers works with the Alliance's NetSmarts Utah program.
What I always tell parents, the first and most important thing is they need to have a conversation with their student or their kid and say, hey, look, I know these things are going on, sexting, cyberbullying, internet predators. I've heard the statistics. What's actually going on with you? But before you answer that question, let me just tell you that I'm not going to take away your device. I'm not going to shut down your internet, take away your cell phone. I was with a group of students just the other day, and I asked them, you know, what's the number one reason you don't talk to your parents about these things? And the number one reason, as we raised hands, was because they're afraid they're going to take away their device, whether it's a game system, an iPod, an iPhone, take away their cell service. That was their main fear. So address that concern, and then let the students let them know that you're aware these things are going on, and then just, you know, what's going on at your school? What have you heard? I heard this happen at the school. Was someone really sending these messages? How often do you see it? Has someone sent you these messages before? And if you've opened that dialogue and let them know that you're not going to take those devices away, I think you'll find that students are ready to talk about it. They're looking for help.
In one of the cases today, detectives say the man used the service Kick.
Kids love to chat in an anonymous way and to share fun things, and so that's always going to happen. One of the other things you have, I think the reason some of these apps show up is students are looking for ways to communicate, and lots of times they don't have cell service on an iPad or an iPod or a similar device. And so they can use these apps as long as they have Wi-Fi or a connection. And so these apps are great for that. Also, it's kind of off the record. Most parents don't know that these apps can run separate from chatting via text message. And so lots of times parents are checking text messages, they're checking Facebook, but they're kind of unaware of these other apps.
Rogers says even if you're watching for signs of someone talking with your teen online, you might miss it. And that's why he says open conversations are critical.